Hello, everybody. I hope everybody is doing well and staying healthy. This is Cultivating Creative, and as always, I am your host, Nancy Donadio, and welcome to episode 3 of season 1. Today is November 16th, and the episode for today is entitled Scarcity versus Abundance Mindset. And I will give you all a big spoiler. One of them is much better to have. So with that being said, let's jump right into it. Scarcity versus abundance mindset. You may have heard about this recently. It seems to be all over the place, you know, pertaining to workplaces and just from self-help books and other podcasts in general. But what I want to do today is explain to you, or just put it all together about what exactly these terms mean and how it applies to you as a creative being, and how it affects your creative process and how everything that you do with it, basically. From what I can find, this started with Stephen Covey in his book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Very, very popular book and very widely read. And starting off with scarcity, how he defines it in his book, he says, when you live in a world of scarcity, you compete for resources, even when there is an abundance of them. You fear that there will never be enough, and there will never be enough success or things to go around. I'm laughing a little bit about that because a perfect example, I guess, is now, you know, with the coronavirus and the pandemic, you think about people hoarding toilet paper, you know? Even right now where I live, I mean, the shelves are empty again. And I mean, even last time, yeah, it was a problem for a short amount of time, but that was basically because everybody was hoarding it, right? So, you know, that's a perfect example. People are hoarding toilet paper, they're hoarding hand sanitizer, because they kind of have that scarcity mindset, you know, in the back of their mind, like, oh my gosh, I better get mine now before it's all gone. And yes, there's definitely some validity to that, but overall, the scarcity is created by the people having that mindset, if you will. So operating from a scarcity mindset for a person who is creative might look like this. You look around you, like say, okay, let's take painting again. You look around you and you see in your local area that there are other painters that are pretty much doing exactly what you do. You know, say like myself, you know, you paint a lot of local scenes. You look around you and you see other artists that are starting to paint local scenes. Sometimes, you know, there's only so much local stuff to go around, so they may be painting the exact same thing as you. Well, right away, you kind of get yourself in a panic mode and you're like, oh my goodness, oh, I'm painting local scenes. They're painting local scenes too. Oh my goodness, how am I going to be successful at this because they're doing the same thing as me? Well, the reality of it is this. Yes, they may be painting local scenes just like you, but their painting style is different than yours because let's face it, no two people are exactly alike in the way they express themselves creatively. So, you know, your stuff's going to appeal to one set of people. Their stuff might appeal to another set of people. So it's not like, you know, because somebody likes their stuff, they're not going to like your stuff. I mean, the reality is your stuff is, your work is going to appeal to one set of people or a certain set of people, regardless of whether you feel that way or not. So that's an example of operating from a place of scarcity mindset. And why this matters is if you constantly are feeling that way, like, oh my goodness, you know, there's other people doing this, so I can't do it too, it's going to stop you from just putting yourself out there. You know, you're going to be afraid to show your work to other people. You're going to be afraid to do local shows. It's going to put you kind of almost on the defensive. And when you feel that way, you know, you're not really being your best self. You're not going to be putting your best foot forward, because in the back of your mind, you're always going to think you're not enough and you're not going to be a success because, hey, there may be somebody else doing exactly what I'm doing. So to summarize, the scarcity mindset definitely will keep you in your comfort zone. It will keep you from growing. And it certainly doesn't feel good. You know, it just puts you on that defense, and it just makes you feel small and not effective. And so how do you think that that's going to affect your creativity when you go around having that attitude? Yeah, it's definitely not going to be very conducive to increase your creativity, for sure. Okay, so let's talk about the abundance mindset and what that looks like for a creative person. Having an abundance mindset, you know, you have a feeling deep within yourself that you are enough, you feel confident, you feel at peace, and you know that you're unique and what you have to offer has some value. You don't feel like other people being successful takes away from what you are doing. In fact, you realize that, you know, in the creative world, when others around you are successful, it actually does nothing but add to your success. That's basically what it's all about. What operating out of abundance does not mean, it does not mean that you don't try. It does not mean that you don't do competitive marketing with your whatever creative thing that you are doing, you know, to get your product out there. It does not mean you sit back. It does not mean that you don't try hard. You can still do all of those things and, you know, have that mindset within of abundance. So I think a lot of people think that, you know, when you have the abundance mindset, you kind of just sit back and be at peace and, you know, hey, if I'm going to be successful, it'll be. It's not like that at all. You know, you can have that peace within you and still be, you know, go for it and go all for it with your creative pursuits. So it's just a better feeling within yourself. All right. So at this point, some of you might be saying, okay, Nancy, you called me out. I think I might be operating from scarcity. So how do I switch it to the abundance mindset that you're speaking of? Well, I'm going to give you three things to help you out a little bit. Number one, gratitude. Focus on things to be thankful for in your life in general. Everything. There's always something to be thankful for, they say, and I do really believe that. And it's important to include the creative gift that you are given, the talent that you have. You know, be thankful for the creativity that you have, because honestly, you know, not everyone is blessed with the same amount of creative gifts. So, you know, look at what you're doing and, you know, I mean, even me sometimes, you know, I'll sit down to paint and I'll just, you know, just kind of say to myself, thank you that I have the opportunity to do this. You know, thank you that I can do this. You know, it is kind of gratitude definitely feeds operating from an abundance mindset. Number two, always look for a lesson. You know, even when you do something and it doesn't go your way, with your creative pursuit. Look for what you can learn from that, and then, you know, don't do it again the next time. You know, if you go to like an art show or a craft show, and you don't necessarily sell, you know, like you would have liked to, Take a look at what you did. Take a look at what you didn't do. Write those things down and always try to improve on it. Don't beat yourself up and say, oh, I knew it. I wasn't going to be successful. This is just too hard. I'm never going to be. No, use it as a lesson and, write some constructive things down that you can do so that you can be successful the next time. Number three, and this is hard for some people, but it's an absolute necessity. You have to believe that you are enough. You have to. If you have to even, write yourself an affirmation or a mantra, and say it to yourself every day and before you go out to that art event or craft event or whatever it is, give yourself a little self-pep talk, because honestly, those words that you're telling yourself, you're going to believe them, whether they be, something positive or something negative. So, knowing that, you can kind of train your brain to think positively, go ahead and write out a positive statement and say, you know what? Hey, I'm going to this craft show and I'm going to be successful. I'm going to meet a lot of great people and I'm going to sell 10 pieces of what I have at least, if not more. Just something like that. I mean, again, I think some people laugh at that stuff, but what you're telling yourself, what you're feeding into your mind definitely does have an effect on you. So, especially, if you're feeding yourself negative stuff, just stop it. Don't do it anymore. Take that negative thing you're telling yourself and automatically, switch it to something positive. So that just covers a little bit about the abundance versus the scarcity mindset. If you are liking what you're hearing from me, please hit that follow button and share this podcast with your creative-minded friends. Also, if you would like to see, what I do and what my painting is all about, you can find me on the web at www.nancydonatioart.net. I hope that everybody stays safe and has a good couple of weeks. And again, thank you all so much for listening. I appreciate you all so much. You have no idea. So, that being said, you all have an awesome couple of weeks.